So I looked into Achron Achron Chaviv. So, because it bothered me. Something about it. So a few things. First of all, so I looked into Achron Chochma, see if they bring anything down about it. So the phrase is used once in Chazal, basically in regards to the where Rashi brings it by the when with Yaakov is meeting Esau and he puts the Imos and their children in order. So that's the only place Chazal uses it, at least which seems to be brought down. Only place Chazal uses it, which is nice. So the question is that's not a right elsewhere because that was a case of Sakana. So you put the one with the hope that there'll be Nitzel by the last one, so you put the Achron Achron Chaviv. There's a right to elsewhere. But there's a Rashi, which seemed to be indicating not like that. It says in Parsha Shmois that the Rashi tells Moshe that when they leave, they shouldn't leave by themselves. Right? So Chazal will say on that, Mikan, that the smallest were chaviv v'leim min hakol. So Rashi brings that. Because clay kasev, clay zov, and smallest. So pashas the kibbutz of Chazal because achron chaviv. So the value to the smallest was more valuable to them than even in the clay zov. So my source applies elsewhere. But I saw an interesting pshat in one of these stories, which I cannot tell you. I'm familiar with the mechaber. That's the ma'ala v'tzeh chokhma that you have no idea who you're reading. He tells them the lashon of Achron Achron Chaviv. He should say Achron Chaviv. He says that klal of Chazal of Achron Achron Chaviv is only when you have two Achrons. Right. So the pasuk has three cases. It puts the shvachas first with their children, then it puts Leah with her children, then it puts Rachel with her children. Klei kasev, klei zov, the smallest. So when you have three. The way Chazal set up, the way the Torah sets up an order of three, it puts the Achron Chaviv. When it has two things, there's no indication of Dafka that it goes one way or the other. It might sometimes it's mak, and the raya is because you see by Hilchos Brachos that you're makdim that the chaviv you're makdim, right? So that's the raya. So I'm not totally off mark that you can sell soon. So at least this sefer, which is unknown to me, and maybe has. So I feel as brush shaking out till das. This is safer.
My brachos, it's even if you have three things.
Well, you have three things, that's true. So how far you take it is going to be a question. But the bias, it seems to be an interesting point. At least somebody asked the question. I'll just tell you that the Hutner, that's how, when they came out with the, it's a Parashat Talmud. Now, it's very funny because the Hutner was the Nasi HaKavod to Mechon Yerushalayim. So the Nasi HaKavod, right, the honorary president of Mechon Yerushalayim, they came out with the Parashat Talmud. So Hutner, in his inimitable way, he said, you know, there's some which are written throughout the generation which have not really been learned. Because Chazal has Chazal. Kol Yisrael has a chush. Which swarm are you surely be spending your time on? Which, you know, so the Ksois is being learned, the Nesivos is being learned, the Tverg is being learned. Nachlis Beryl is not being learned for a reason. There's a reason why Nachlis Beryl is not being picked up so much. You know, the Tzimri Chum of that generation saw it and left it on the shelf, you know. Amol, called Tolu B'mazel, the same with Rosh Hashanah, but the Maisa. So he says, there is a sifting process in Klal Yisrael. So a person makes a barrel of wine. He makes wine, so he puts it in the barrel. So at the beginning, the sediment is mixed into the wine. You let it sit for a long time, and the sediment falls to the bottom. The top of it is nice, clear wine. Somebody comes with a big paddle, and he stirs up the whole barrel, and it gets unclear again. So it says, Klal Yisrael spent generations sifting out which swarm we should spend our time on, which we're not spending our time on. And they come and they came with this big spoon and they mixed everything up and they put the Nachas barrel together with the Pnei Yeshua. That was his comment about it. So Shechachim is the modern version of that. Sefer Ish mi Beis Levi, whoever that is, or something like that. Or one of the ones I looked at. Okay. Political commentary from all sides. Fight. So we were looking at the Torah over here. I'm sure the other one was. So one of the challenges which we have over here is this Nakuda. I just want to work through this Nakuda a little bit here in the Torah and the Beis Yosef, and then we'll see what happens when we get to Shulchan Aruch. Kol HaKadim B'Pasik, Shemasu B'Shochah Shalat Yisrael, Shub Eretz Sechit B'Sarah B'Gefen B'Sen Riman, Eretz Yishem Anud Rosh, Kadim B'Brocha. Fiyam HaMuchar Chavim B'Lav Yosef. So we pass in Yugobas Shiva Saminim. So you also go Buster, the order of the Pasik of Shiva Saminim, and it call him Muktim Pasik is goes first. But Daf Gad Rimon, on the Kamelech Lloyd, the Beretz Pasik, Steve, Vikra, that it says, Hipsik Inyan, Chol Samach Loy, Choshem Yamurcher, Mimenal Eretz, Kama, the Krah. Whatever is closer to the second Eretz goes before something which is later to the first Eretz. Hil Zayas Kadam the Sarah, Shurishan, the Eretz, Basra, Usara, Sheni, Eretz Kama, Eretz Kita Usara. So Sarah is number two. Eretz Zay Shemin, which is number one. So Zayas is before Sarah. Mechain Dvash, Karam Legefen. Zay Shemin Udvash, which also means tomorrow. And Geffen is Eretz Kita Usara, Begeffen. So Geffen is number three, and tomorrow is number two. So tomorrow and Anovim, tomorrow will go first. Fine. Comes the Rebbe Peretz. So Dafkim Oichel Anovim Shabrachosim Brei Pio Eitz Alvim Osim Mihem Yayin Shabrachosim Brei Pio Gofen Kimen Shemefarit Bo Hagefen Cheshuva. So it says it's almost a bracha of Vareris. Kadam Advash. I feel it's Kadam Advash. So Gefen now moves up from place number three to being ahead of number two, and furthermore, it goes even out. That goes even before Zayas. I feel the Zayas, Shurishim, the Eretz Sheni. So Geffen, which is number three, the Eretz Kama, is going before Zayas, which is number one, to the Eretz Basra. And this is true, Beim Baruch Rishon, Beim Baruch Achreino, K'shol Baruch HaSayayin, in Baruch HaSapayers, K'nefishas L'yel, so last it's called Geffen, Al-Pir Geffen, Al-Eitz, Al-Pir Eitz. So that's the talk of the order in Al-Mikhya. If you're always wondering what the order is, why that's the order, so Al-Geffen, Al-Pir Geffen goes before Al-Eitz, Al-Pir Eitz. Because of this inyan, umiyu ma'aser kedera dechita masarim kadmon liyayin. But even though I said that yayin goes before, when you take an oven and make him into yayin, because it's a bracha which is mureris, it has kedima like the more lamites. Now we had a case of the pargius and this you have something which is a shahakol, something which is a adama. So one said that you go buster chaviv, so the chaviv was the shahakol. One said you go buster the peirah, like Rashi says, because it's a mavur, it's a better bracha. Miyomasekder the chita masarim kadmon liyayin. So not only is a mazoinus of Passover kistan, even a mazoinus of masekder, which is a lesser madrega, like Shulchan Aruch Rav says, even that goes before yayin. Fish berchasim brei bihanei mazoinus shehi gam kein chashuva. Mezonis is also chashim, shem mevoreris, because it's a bracha which is mevoreris. Megam kadmon lebe pasuk, and it's also bracha which is, and they're mentioned before Geffen, before the grapes which you make into the Geffen. Chitim akademis lezayis sheshnei. Fine. So he says the reason why it goes first. He says two reasons: A, it's a bracha mevoreris. And B, it's because it's earlier in the pasuk. Now, are those two? Do you need both of them? So, arguably, you could. You could argue that you need both of them because, theoretically, Rebbe Pia Goffin is more mavur than Rebbe Mezonis. Rebbe Goffin is only one thing. Rebbe Mezonis covers five things. So, mitzad namayla of mavureris alone. If you're just going with mavureris, it should go. Yain should go first, but it also has the mile that's earlier in the pasuk. Now, what's earlier in the pasuk? It's chitin tzar earlier in the pasuk before geffen. And so, what about that's good for chitin tzar? But what about kusmin shivel shul and shifin? Right. So lemaisa in the gabi halachas of klayim, kusmin is considered min chita, and shivel shul and shifin are considered min tzar. So the Ramash, they're considered that type. But the pasuk only talks about chit and tzara. So what about that? Not clear. Let's see. Now, can you hold that question? That's what we're trying to figure out. Okay. Chit akademis lazayis sheshneim rishonim larotzis. So when you're both number one to your eretz, then when you look at the eretz kama, has a mile of eretz basr. So eretz chita and eretz zeishemen, they're both number one. But the chita is number one of the first one, that goes before number one of the second one. V'yesh l'chita yisrin shekedemis b'posik. So they're both number one to their eretz, and chita is earlier in the posik. V'tam zeh nami sara kedemis l'dvash. And sara is number two, and tomorrow is number two. So Sarah goes before tomorrow. Now it would sound like Sarah doesn't go before Zayas, because that's the cheshbon, right? So Chara Zayas should go first. So which is Zayas kadam of Sarah should reach the oritz. So Sarah sheni leretz kam, right? So that's what we said before, that when you have a conflict between Sarah and Zayas, Zayas goes first. Now, are we talking about a Maisa Kedera? We're talking about a crisis of Sarah. That's what we're going to try and figure out now. Now, because of a Bahag, Hodachit the Sarah Kerman Dafka Shalosim and Tafshal or Pass. So we gave a Mila to Chit and Sarah before anything else in the Pasik. That's Dafka if you made them into a Tafshal or Pass. Pass of a Kissin or Pass. Al Kaisis Chita, Shabakos of Rapia Doma. And Academus the Birchas Rapiates. So it doesn't go first. Because the Bahag holds that the Mila of Mivereris trumps, and Priates is more Mivereris than Priadoma. So Chit and Sara are Priadoma when you're Kaisis them. So they can't go before Geffen, Tena, Rima, because those are Priates. This is Priadoma. Okay. Now, he holds the trumps muktam in the pasuk. Avol esvaras adoni obi harosh shein shavus. But according to the rush holds that once a repiates and once a repiadama, there's no kadima. There's no mila of adama and repiates and repiadama. So then after the mari after kaisis chita. So the fact that the chita is a repiadama is irrelevant. So if the Torah says chita first, that can be referring to even a crisis chita. So chita will go first before your geffen and your tain and your rimoin, or before your zaysim, or before your tamorim, but even in the case of crisis chita, even though it's a brepi adam. That's a very good question. Okay. Comes the Beis Yosef.
Rabbi, you'd only hold that it's Maisa Kedera if you hold that the Bahag. Bahag had to hold
that's what I'm trying to. I want to try and work out. Okay, let's give me a little bit of time to work this through. Okay. So comes the Beis Yosef. He brings this. So the way that the Beis Yosef learns the Torah. The stabber ben and bala lochas gadlus letamei ozo to service the torah hatam berachas repi eitz and berachas repi adama. Now who to learn a hadar mina chidu sarah kaim nedavka kishosim tavshul. So the Torah is masupik, is the word of the Bahag lishitose, and therefore according to the Rosh who argues on the Bahag, this taka even a case of kaisas chita will go first. Oy, if I pashu ber repi b'mazenis, I might see I will kaisas chitim. Oh, because of Hanum Shim Nechita, the Sibir Kroll, Lama Kaisi, Surah of the Pass, Kedagoli Kroll, Bastray, the Tziv, Eres Hashem Lebin, Skunus Tachwal Lechem. The Cheshivas of Chita is because you make Lechem out of it. So Kaisi's Chita doesn't have that Cheshivas, it doesn't have Kedima. So the Torah, by the fact that the Torah says the word Afshur, he's saying the Bahag, Mashur has to say that. But I'm not sure that the Bahag said it because of that they were saying the shot just because of the Brepe Eser Piedomo, and they recurred the Rosh, it wouldn't be true. But could be recurred the Rosh, it's true that you have to be marked them. Chitas are only when it's my Sikadera. But when it's Kais, it's not. Because the Torah only gave that Cheshivas when you make something out of it, not when you eat it raw or, you know, as is. So kuli alma curses achita and we're lo sholish for the main sholish alma achita the chibur raisa hanolechem who are the kind of mechal because the chashuba shagarn brachal atzma adkan. The Rashi says I'll prove it to you because if the pasuk tell me curses achita, so then you would have to make a brachal aladama alfri adama. The Tosa said before, right? Such a possibility, but the Rashi, we don't do that. Vice versa, we hold that's not the case in the pasuk. So the case of the pasuk achita is not the case of curses achita. The case of pasuk achita is melanus. So the Kadima is only in the case of Mazonis. Right? That's what the Rashba says. If you tell him that, after the Gamma Rosh might have been there. Okay? So the Beis Yosef says, we don't know, the Torah is specific what the Das of the Rosh is. Beis Yosef first always said that he holds in the Das of the Rosh is that this Halach of Kadima is only by case of Maaseh Gedera, not by case of Kadima Zechit. So both in the Bahag and in the Rosh, even though the Rosh doesn't have, the Bahag is forced to say like this, because the Bahag holds that Eitz goes before Pri Abdoma. So how can Chita go before Geffen, before Teina, Rima? He can't. I was the case of the Pasuk, Mazonis. Right? That's, so the Bahag is forced to say that. But the Rosh, the Chara is not forced to say that, but in the Rosh could also be true. So he says that he holds at the end of the day, the Rosh agrees to the Bahag. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Why? Because I want to prove that that's the Das of the Rosh. The Das of the Rosh is that this din of Kedima of Chit and Sar is only in the scenario of Maaseh Gedera. Because Mimash Kosev ain't near lo Dibre Bahag, the Kosev Berchus Repri Eitz, Kedon Berbi Adoma. El Kedibre Reno Hai, Rir for Rashi, Merkel, Ezeman, Shiyutsa. Then he says, Zot the Rosh, the Chur, I have a Raya that Rashi, the Riff, and the Red Ohio are right, connected to the Bahag. From the fact that the Pasuk says, Rather Mina call Mutum and Pasuk Mutum of Bracha. Elm of work, Alachita, Vasara, Mikami Geffen. So the Chur, I have a Raya connected to the Bahag from the din of Kolam Mutum and Pasuk. No, it's not a Raya. Think of the Maimar, Daisha, so Pasuk, Daisa. The body Berchus and Moitzi, Berchus and Mizos, Koshim and Berchus Prepiates. Because of the lack of the Brepia Doma, Loy Taktum, the Brepia Eights. Vabs the Hamid of the Kaisis Kita, Yeshaka Lormer, Kalamutum Possidem, Midray, Mishaber Kasem, Shabbos, Kamachita, the Gabi Sara, the Nobin, the Gabi Tatum, and Kalushan. Grimanyota Kosov Kate, Mashin Rayam, Shame Sermon, the Dafka Passim, the Dicerman, the Academy, Skid the Sara, the Sharmin, and Mabulo, because it's Kadir Bahat. Now, so the Bach on this exact same piece of Rush brings a rightly opposite. The Rosh only said this pshat that it's talking about Maaseh Gedera and Daisa can't the Bahag. But the Rosh's lesson is, listen, I have a raya that Rashi ran over high and the Riff are right and the Bahag is wrong. Because Kol Mutim Apostle. And you mean that Adama goes to 4 8? No, it's not a raya, because the Apostle can mean referring to the Apostle, you can that's on the Apostle, it's referring to Maaseh Gedera or Pas. It means, the Bach says, it means that the Rosh is saying, listen, I have a way to be Deuch and Araya to Rashi. I could learn an answer for the Bahag. But I hold the Bahag is wrong. And therefore, as far as I'm concerned, I can learn the Pasuk straight. You want to bring a Raya from the Pasuk that against the Bahag, you can't prove the Bahag is wrong from the Pasuk. Because the Bahag has an answer. But what are you asking? What I hold? I hold, you don't have to say that. That's how the Bach learns the Rosh. So according to the Bach, the Rosh is saying Lechita and Sar, even curses, would go first. According to the Bahag, not like that. But the Beis Yosef learns the fact that the Rosh came along and answered up the Bahag with his teretz. He holds the Bahag is wrong, and mitzad the kedim and ebrei peis ve'ebrei dama, there's not a kedim. That's the Mashmos of Gemara is not like that. But mitzad this din of kolam muktim apasik is not a raya, because that's not what the case of the pasik is. He learns that the Rosh is saying not b'taris of the chiyah, he's saying b'taris ikrim shad in the pasik. So,
the Bach holds that according to the Rosh, Shechita comes first.
L'chei nira ikir, the le'omer a Rosh ain't Shabbos. No, ran a high riff Rosh mefarshin kipshutai. Avakas is Shechita started the request and brei piyadama. Couldn't have the brei piyates. Vayim is a sofik. V'Rosh hiskin l'dreya. Mivkei in kosh alomer kos of efsher. So he's got the other round. What is the Torah saying? Maybe the Rosh does it. What do you mean? For sure the Rosh argues. There's no need to say anything in the Rosh. What's the Efsher? That's what he's stuck with. He says, according to Rashi, the Rif and the Ben Bahai, the Pshat and the Pasuk is Poshit. There's Kedima that you could, that there's no Milo Eitz or Adama, one or the other. Do whatever you want, according to the way the Rosh learns. With the exception maybe of Chaviv, that's the Shalah, whether it's a din of Chaviv or not. But Mitzad Malus Min Shiva, there's no Malus Min Shiva, Semela. But if it's two things of the Pasuk, so it's Kol Muktim. So that we agree to. That the Rabban also agreed to the din of Muktim. It's Exeris Akasim. Is it Exeris Akasim? Maybe. One second. Right, so what's the Efsher according to, so he says the Chara, that's true according to Ben Hai and the Riff and Rashi. So why can't the Rosh learn it? Why is the Torah Mesupik in the Rosh? If in Rashi the Ben Hai and the Riff, that's how they learn. So why should the Rosh learn out like that? So the Beis Yosef learns that the Sabbak wasn't in all of them, the Sabbak was only in the Rosh. So he says, Omer Rosh ain't Shabbos, because his Nami Kadam. The Brei Pei Dama, the Brei Pei Eitz, El Kashu Roitzer B'Chaviv's Bei Ata La'Ochel, can appreciate the Yale. So he adds in on the Kuda of Chaviv, or desire to eat it right now. V'Zasher Malayis Hashir Tzid La'Ochel Yivarech Tzila. Avlamenu Chaviv's B'Zeh Yosem B'Zeh B'Shteim Shavim Efshad Roi La'Hakdim Brei Pei Eitz Brei Pei Dama. But could be he agrees to the Bahag, the aside of Brei Pei Eitz goes to Brei Pei Dama, because there is a Malach Mavur when you don't have any specific, when everything is Shava. The Rosh said, we have a Chavivus. So the Repiates, let's say the Repiate Adama has a Chavivus. So it has a Maila Chavivus. The Repiates has a Maila being Mavur. You know what, do whatever you want. That's what the Rosh means. But he's masking in a case where they're both equal in Chavivus, he's masking to the Bahag. That's the Bakshit and the Rosh. So the same way, that's true, maybe there's a Maila in Shiva in that world. That's what he wants to be masking. That's the Torah Sophic. But that's a different Lakuta. Right, so if you have a mila of, but if you have a mila of, once I agree that the Rosh can agree to the Bahag, there's a mila of Racham Aburur, Mavaris Tvei, he just holds it doesn't override Chaviv. So now when I get to the Pasuk, I'm not sure how to learn the Pasuk according to him. Does it mean even Kaisis Chita? Or does it mean only in a case where it's my Sikadera? That's the Suffolk of the two. That's the Bax Cheshman. Okay, I'm going to get involved in that. Balkaponim. So the Beis Yosef learns the Maskan and the boasts of Bahag and the Rosh are going to only say there's no Kedima by case of Maisa Kedema. Kedema Chita does not have Kedema. So now let's work backwards. So the Chara, the Torah clearly said is that that Zayas goes before Sa'ara. So what's the case of Zayas going before Sa'ara? Is it talking about a case of Sa'ara of Hadama or Sa'ara of Maisa Kedera? So according to the Bahag, it has to be the case of the Pasuk, we're talking about has to be a case of, if it's Hadama, it goes after it goes last anyway. So the case where you're saying, I don't need to say that the reason why Zayas goes before Sa'ara because it's number one, number two, it's an Eitz and an Hadama. The Torah saying is, hey, yes, there in order of the Pasuk, so Zayas goes before Sarah. Chita goes before Zayas, and Zayas goes before Sarah. because Skita is number one to the Eretz Kama, and Zayas is number one to Eretz Basra, and Sarah is number two. So it's one against two. So Zayas goes first. Of course, it goes first. Zayas is eight, and this is Adama.
Wouldn't the Bahag say the same thing with the Mizonos?
What do you mean?
Does the Bahag hold the Mizonos will come before Yitzchak?
Yeah.
So how would Zayas come before?
So. What?
If the Bahag is holding that, we're talking about Maisa Kadira, then Zayas wouldn't come before Sush.
So I'm just trying to question, what was the case of the tour? If the tour holds the rush, doesn't hold of this cashman of the pasuk of Maisa Kadira, the pasuk was on a case of crisis, and they're going like the sheet is a rush. So in the world of the rush, that there's no minus eight in Adama, so forget about that. The only issue is order the pasuk. Oh, order the pasuk, great. So Zayas is number one, and Sarah is number two. So I once ate someone's Adama, who cares? That's not an issue. But if you learn that the rush is mas considered Baha'i, that the case of Pasuk was Maisa Kedera, right? Because mitzad let's say the cheshbon of the Rashba, that's the case of the Pasuk is not referring to the case of Kesis Kita. So Zayas is going before Sa'ara means Zayas is going before Mazarnas of Sa'ara. That's the case of the Pasuk. Now why would that be? It's the Racham of Areris. Mazonis is more mavur than Hoetz. So the tour before seems to be going. It only seems to make sense if you learn that the rush, when the Bach learns that the tour wasn't committing with the rush and he had a good sound of rush taka does not agree to the Bahag. So then whatever he's saying until now was an assumption according to the Mahalak of the rush. There's no Milo Eitz in Adama. We're talking a case of Kursus Kita. And we're discussing Kadima. So, but according to the Bahag, I have a whole new cheshbon of Racham of Areris. And Merla, the case of the Pasuk, and Echonami, so that the Pasuk is not going to be relevant. So, where's the Pasuk relevant? Within Berech Hashem, Shavuos, there's a dinim of Kadima. Or the case of the Pasuk of Kita, sorry, we should go first. It's talking about a case of Mazinus. But not by case of Namazon. So two ways to say it.
Can we say that the Rosh Hakol, the Zayas under the
Sayyid? In a case where they're both Misha Hakol.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I mean, the pastors, the cases where the Bosa Shahakol wasn't in the state of Shevach, so Mistavra, the pastors, that case is not so Mistavra. Main the lines of what the Rashba says in the pasuk is not Toma Kursus Chita, or the Magen Rama says the case of when the bracha on Zayas is Adoma. Because if it's not fully grown, the dinim of kedima don't apply because it's not, the puzzle is not being mashpiach having unripe fruits. So in case of shahakal, it would be less mustabri.
But if shahakal on the other end, that you processed it into jam or
So by sheker, that's a fairish that didn't know that it doesn't have, there's no dinim kedima. Once it's lost, it's, that's a fairish supposed to say, once it's lost, it's milo of paper eights. I mean, made into liquid, a sheker. So I have two types of beer. I have a sheker of tamorim and I have sheker of I have sheker of sarim and sheker of tamorim. Or I don't have. There's no dinei kedima. So that's the assumption in the poskim. Could you argue on that? I guess you could argue on that. But it's. So it means it comes out that the tour is Efsher at the end is sort of like, Iber carrying a lot of things that he said, to, like he said until now. Right. He agrees that a bracha of eris has kedima, because he agrees that a bracha of yayin goes before zayis, even though yayin is, even though geffen is number three and zayis is number one, but now it's a break, now it's a break geffen, which is a bracha of eris. He agrees. He says that ma'aseh kedera is kaimel yayin. It's also bracha of eris, which means pashas kara, means it's going to be more eris than ha'eitz. Right? It's on the same level of eris as yayin, which I just said yayin goes before ha'eitz, and it also has the ma'aseh theme in the pasuk. So what's the case of the pasuk that I mean makdim chit and sa'ara? So the Beis Yosef, the Rosh gave two terutzim in the Bahag. One terutz in the Bahag is the case of the pasuk was ma'aseh kedera. But it sounds like the kedima was not mitzad mazarnas, the kedima was mitzad fethes ma'aseh mitzad the pasuk. Inami, the pasuk is discussing mukher, the mukher of the pasuk, it goes first within their own brachas, according to the Bahag. Okay, so that would work. But the terutz was the Torah quotes. Torah only quotes the first teretz. We're talking about Ma'aseh Kedera. What's the Ma'aseh Kedera? It's Kedima is not mitzad the pasuk. Kedima is mitzad the hetes mazaynus. So the only way to learn the Bahag. So which I guess that's a question. Stam and what's the Rosh's teretz? So the Rosh never committed to this the din of mazaynus being a racham of eretz. Rosh never doesn't say that anywhere. So I can say the Rosh learns the reason why Chit and Sari, even by Mizanis, goes first, is because it's Kedim in the Pasuk. So the Rosh can give that answer. And the Bahag says that it can't be told in case of Kaisa's Chit, because that's Adama. So that can't go before AIDS. Okay, I'm good. So what's the case of the Pasuk? Master Gedera. So now it's Mizanis. Of course it goes first. The Rosh never discussed what din Mazonis has. Mitzad that. So maybe the Rosh learns that the whole din of Kedima of even of Mazonis is because of the case of the Pasuk. But the Torah told me in favor that Mazonis is called Racham of Eris. And that's why it goes before Yahya. Okay, I'm good. So now I get to the Bahag. So why does it go first? Because the Rosh says, because the case of the Pasuk was Ma'aseh Kedera. So that doesn't, that's not the Rosh's answer. The Kedima is not the answer to the Pasuk. The Kedima of mice, of Chit and Tzara before Azayis is not because of the Kedima and the Pasuk, it's because it's Ma'aseh Kedera. Now, according to what I'm saying, that the Kedima, according to the Rosh, is because of the pasuk, it would come out that the bracha on zaysim would go before the mazornis of sarah, even of ma'aseh kedera, because the kedima is not mitzad the fact that it's a bracha of eris. The kedima is mitzad the kedima of the pasuk, and the pasuk zayis is before sarah. So if I have mazornis of sarah and I have breaker eight of zayis, what goes first? Pasuk mitzad the pasuk. Zayas goes first.
That's only if the Chita and Pasuk is Ma'aseh Kedera. If the Rosh holds that it's Kosis, then it's not a Raya.
But the Rosh is asking to tell me that the Pshat, according to the Bahag, that the din of Kol Muktim and Pasuk is Muktim the Bracha, mm-hmm. It's somewhat a case of Ma'aseh Kedera. Why? It's out the Racham of Eris. Teretz is not the Racham of Eris. It's out the Kedima and the Pasuk. Good! So it means even though it's a Ma'aseh Kedera, the Rosh holds that Zayis goes first, before Sir. The Rosh doesn't argue on that. But the way the Torah presents it is Sir goes before Zayis. Because it's Ma'aseh Kedera, which is the Racham of Eris. Now the Torah never says that. Look at so let's go back and look at the Torah again. Mi'maseh kedera the chita m'sarim kaidim liyayin. Fisher rechosim brei b'nei mazonos shehi gam kein chashuva shemavur eris. V'gam kaidim l'v'pasik. Good. Chita kaidim es l'zayis. Sheshneim rishonim la'aratzus. V'yesh l'chita yisurin shes kaidim es l'v'pasik. Tam zanami sura kedemes ledvash, which means sura is not before zayis. Right? What's he going back on? He's going in the case of kaisis, or going in the case of mazonis. I mean, you could learn from the way the juxtaposition where he puts it. He's talking about a case. He already said before that Zayis Kadam Sarah Shurishan Lawrence. That's earlier. But he should know my Sakhderik is of the Chitim and Sarim is Kadam Liyayin. So what's his last thing? Is that going back on the earlier thing or this last thing when he told my case of my Sakhderik? So the fact he put it over there would sound like he's discussing even a case of my Sakhderik. If he means the din of Kaisa Skita, it's a funny place to put it. It's a new din. We haven't discussed one against one and two against two. We discussed one against two and one against three and two against three. This is one against one. Rishon La'aretz Kama and Rishon La'aretz Bas. It's a new din. I'm asking. So what's the din of Kita and Zayis? I haven't discussed that yet. What's the din of Sarah and Tamarim? I haven't discussed that yet. So it's a new din. But the fact that he already discussed the halachas of Birchas Hayayin is where it is. And he said, but however, Mazarnas is mocked him. Then he says this din. This din is going back to the first part of the, when someone casts a kaisis, I would have put it there. I wouldn't have put it all the way at the end. It sounds like even a case of Maishikadera like that. So it sounds like even the Torah is mask him that the Chayra of the Peshat is like this. This is what the Shoyal in the Hagoah in Lavush accuses Lavush of saying, which Lavush says, La Adam never said it. But the Shoyal says, the Maisa Mazonis is not as Mavur as Yain. The Mazonis has a Maila that it's caught up in the Pasuk. So, but I take Yain against the eights. So Brepia Goffin against the eights, that's Mamash Mavur, much more than the Pasuk. That the difference of the Birur is significant enough that I forget about the Kedim and the Pasuk. And I said, well, Zayas is earlier than Geffen. Tomorrow I'm earlier than Geffen. So I'm eating a date and I'm drinking wine. Well, date is number two, Yain is number three. No, Yain goes first. The Birur of Yain trumps the Kedim of the Pasuk. But Mazonis is Mavur, not as Mavur as Yain. So then in conjunction with the fact that it's also cut up in the Pasuk, then Mazonis goes first. Which is much more so the Torah, right? That's the flow of the Torah. The Torah says you need both things. So but not the Mazonis is more Mavura than Yahya. Now the Torah can mean that they're equal, and it has Kedim in the Pasuk, but he's saying even if you would tell me that Mazonis is not as kosher as Yahya in that sense, but it also has them, it's a bracha which is very much Mavura. It's five things out of the Hagantzavel. You know, that's pretty Mavur. Right? But it's not as Mavur as one thing out of the Hagantzavel. But it's 5 to 1. It's much closer than, 3,000 to 1. Right? There's 3,000 types of, I don't know how many edible vegetables there are. There's a medrash that says there's 3,000 different types of grass in the world. Right? That's a lot of different types of grasses. I don't know how many of them are edible, but, and that's just grass. Then you have a lot of adamas out there. Right? So, but if that's true that Mazonis alone doesn't give it then Kedima without in conjunction with the Hamshach of the Pasuk, so the Shaul says if I have Zayas versus Maisa Kedera of Sarim, if I have Zayas, if I have Rapier Eitz, which is a Bracham of Areris, versus Kaisis Sa'arim, there's no Shaila that Eitz is going to go first, even without the Bahad. Because the Maisa is a Bracha, which is Mavur Tvei, which we're, even without the Bahad, we're saying there's a Maisa Bracha Mavur, and it's not Kadim in the Pasuk. Now, what about a case of Maisa Kedera of Sa'arim? He says, therefore, he says like this. Um, But in the case where Tavshel of Kedera, Maisa Tavshel of Kedera together against Zayas, even in the case of Mazarnas, the Shoyal argues that the bracha of Zayas should go first against the Mazarnas. Because Zayas is number one and Sarah is number two. So it doesn't have that Mila. On the other hand, it has the Mila of being Mazarnas, which is more Mavur than Ha'etz, but it can't override and give that Mila. So Zayas, even of Maisa Kedera, even though Tavshel the Sarah, Birchas Bremen Mazarnas, he Cheshuva, it's not going to be Deicha, the Kedima of the Pasuk, the Mila Kedima. Overrides the Mila Mazarnas. Bayayin and Mazarnas, it doesn't do that because over there their level of the level of the pasuk, it has kedima in the pasuk. Elamai what? This has the Mila Mavur. So they're both types of Mavur. That's good. So then the kedima in the pasuk will be machriya. But in the case where you have a clear kedima in the pasuk alone. You don't have such a, it's not such a bracha mavur, kedima the pasuk will override. So Zayas will go first. The Lavush says that's not true. Mazarnas always goes first. So even Mazarnas of Surah goes before Zayas. So that's how the Lavush says that what you're suggesting, that's what I meant. I didn't mean that. First time I'm alive, you can ask me what I meant. Please don't put words in my mouth. And they're chilic, and it doesn't make any sense. You know, he's not very gentle.
So the Lush means even Kusman and Irish?
Now, so you asked two different questions. Okay. The simple reading of the Lavush would give kedima to any Mazarnas. That's the Bush in the Hagos says, so because it talks about the Dil Bershom is Mazin, that's a tremendous mile of the Bershom's Hathag of the Bria, that Bracha is a Bracha Cheshuva and it gets a Kadima. So therefore he says in Sefer, you heard the fun of Tavshel Mikamach Shel Ariz. And he has Gefen with Hanover Rimon, Kimish Mavarach al Tavshel Beremin Mazonus, nearly Shukadem is Gamken Brichosa, Avadah the Hanuk Minin are Min Shiva, and not Min Shiva, but since they're Choshev, now, however, he adds the following. Ariz, a Kemish Adachar, Vishamin, Kitz, Murav is Im Kemach Kusman. So it's mixed together. So he says, even though the ikra is, let's say, the aris, he says, "Become on kiman the chashivi the avdi minayu pass." So the bracha gets a kedima, even in the case you didn't make pass out of it. Nearly, adkan. So the shaila is that which he adds in this kenach of you can make bread out of it and get a moitzi. So lachara by rice, you don't get a motzi out of it. You can't make it into pasim and get a motzi out of it. So that shouldn't have kedima. So that is an interesting question. So I can just tell you that it's interesting in the modern halacha storm, they bring a lot of raid on it. And each one is makriya their own way. But if you learn that you need the fact that the Lavush himself adds in this so the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Hayil the fun of Tavshel Mikamach Kusmin Shibar Lashual Shifan Gavat Henry. He doesn't mention Aris. Kid Barachol Tavshel Reimin is Aris Brichoser Kedemis of the Hani Mimin Shiva, and this is not since the Chashivi the of the Minayu Pass and Barachol Ayam Moitzi Brichoser Mosin Kedemis the Avol Gavdol Evdinu Pass. So that's Sifvav. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that the Maila is because you can make Pass out of it. So, and the, you notice that the Vush adds an Uriz. The Mechaber does not add an Uriz. Which means the Kari, he's saying that Uriz, the Kari, Pashas, the reading of the Mechaber, is that which you give Kedima to Mizarnis is not because, only because of the fact that it's a Bracham of Ur, it's because it's a Bracham of Ur describing things which can be made into Pas. That's how the Shulchan Aruch understands the din. So the Pasha is reading according to the Mechaber that the Shibas Aminim would go before Mezenis of Rice.
So on its own, the Ver is not considered Maila, it's only because it can be in the past.
Well, you have to understand, we're talking about different brachas. So we know that Tosis says the difference between Eitz Adom is not significant, and therefore, but Eitz Adom compared to Shahakal is very significant. Mm-hmm. We don't have any Gemara which indicates what the status of Mazonis vis-a-vis that is. Because we don't have, the Gemara never discusses that case, right? So, while we would argue, well, Mazonis is very Mavur, Mazonis compared to everything else is like Eitz Adom compared to Shahakal. It's a good argument, right? But the Beis Yosef does not seem, the Shulchan Aruch does not seem to accept it on its own. So he only adds in the fact that it's a bracha chashuva from the fact that you make out of it pas. So that's my understanding that's so Shiva's aminim goes before rice, the mezonos of rice, which when I learned the sugya last, that's how it came out. I got very nervous this time because I looked at the source of bracha. He says not like me. He says that the mezonos of rice goes first. So. Okay, that was yesterday. And so Rekarp says, Mazonis Rice goes second after Min Shiva. So I said, okay, I'm not totally crazy. Whatever you do, you have someone who's Samachan. So the Zosa Bracha has a cheshbon in it. I wanted to bring it to you and read it to you. But I forgot to save it at home. I went to print it out right now, and it didn't come up, even though it has it. It just didn't come up on the Tzachokma.
And everyone agrees that the other Yeminim, the
Chamishes Minyan Dagan, they get this Milo either because it's Bracha Mavareris or because of the Minhag Pass. The Nafkamina is whether that rice is included with them as well or not.
Everyone agrees it's all five, not just Yeminim
Dagan. Everyone agrees that it's all five before Min Shiva. What's more complicated is then we'll get to this. The Mogen Rome is very nice. At the end of the Simon, he makes a sikum. So the Mogen Rome shita is Hamoitzi, Mizornis Anchitim, Repia Golfin, Zayas, Mizornis Al Sarin. Gavim ten of a rimoin, repi doma, repi eitz, kamal shahakel. Cool.
So he holds zayis.
He learns the ikur is not like the levush, that zayis goes before mezonos of sarim. Mishabura. The prima got him, brings obviously. So he says. What's the center mile? Some might see. Rebbe Mizar is a maisik there to chitim. Rebbe Mizar is a maisik there to sarim. Chitim versus sarim, chitim goes first. etc. Rapier Golfin, Zeis. So he puts the Magen Rum has Rebbe Nizanus of Chitim, then Rapier Golfin, then Zeis, then Rebbe Nizanus of Sarim. Mishabur puts Rebbe Nizanus of Sarim, Shemelo Shul, Shifan, and Kusman before Rapier Golfin even. Forget about Sarim after Rapier Golfin. He doesn't even put Shirola Shul Shifan and Kuzman after Rapier Golfin. Puts them before Rapier Golfin. So this we don't pass him like this. Magen Avraham at the end of the sim. We pass like Mishnah Berurah.
According to the Magen Avraham, if you have Zayas, Yayin, and Seorim, when you say that Yayin comes before Zayas?
Yeah, Rapier Golfin, Zayas, and then Seorim. Right?
Zayas comes before Seorim. Orin comes before Yayin.
What?
Orin comes before Yayin.
Yeah, but not according to Magen Avraham.
Oh, Yayin comes before.
His order is Rebbe Golfin, Zayis, Rebbe Yehuda, Mezedes, Al Sarim. That's his order. Now, there's a famous Magen Avraham at the end, which asked a question. That I have no idea what he's talking about. How in the fun of Yayin, Sarim, and Zayas? Sarachian, what do you do? Because Yayin goes before Zayas, and Sarim goes before Yayin, and Zayas goes before Sarim. But he himself passed him before that the order is Brepir, Govin, Zayas, Brehman, and Mazadis, all Sarim. She the there's no Shiloh. Yeah, there are cases which will come up. You know, it's interesting. You have that we can come up with some. You know, some of these those endless loop Shiloh type of questions. But the case that the Magen Avraham himself gives, I never got what he's asking. So Mashal Zarchi and Tausha Sarim is Zayas Yayin the Shita Seva Iskes. He says the Prima Gadim says it's like Zarchi. I don't know what he's asking. Okay.